Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. If there's a litmus test for the new Star Wars entry, Solo, it lies in one's perception of actor Alden Ehrenreich, who takes on the role of the young Han Solo, once embodied by the one and only Harrison Ford. Can this young upstart capture the swagger, arrogance, and sense of humor that Ford brought to the part? For my money, I say yes. Directed at least in part by Oscar winner Ron Howard, who took over the role when two original directors were fired, Solo is a worthy entry in the Star Wars canon, a handsomely produced spectacle and involving origin story that finally reveals how the Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. We also discover how Han befriended Chewbacca, how he won his ship from Lando Calrissian, played by the charismatic Donald Glover. We're introduced to his first love, played by Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, and the leader of a roguish band of thieves, played by Woody Harrelson. While Solo is not in the class of the original classic Star Wars trilogy, it's more involving and a lot more fun than the other prequels. As Han Solo once said, "You like me because I'm a scoundrel. There aren't enough scoundrels in your life." From the other end of the cinematic universe, we get Little Pink House, a modestly budgeted social drama featuring a strong lead performance from Catherine Keener. She plays Suzette Kilo, a woman who took on the government of New London, Connecticut in an eminent domain case. The city wanted to turn her property over to drug maker Pfizer to make way for a luxury office park. The case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. While it plays a bit like Aaron Brockovich Light, Little Pink House is an agreeable and informative look at an important issue that probably deserves a lot more attention. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!